Hello and welcome to the Jonathan Bell Show. This is a show documenting my journey after quitting my 9-to-5 job to pursue a career being a creative. Thank you for tuning in. What's up, folks? Welcome to another episode of the Jonathan Bell Show. It is Wednesday, the 23rd, which means it's another Wednesday What's Up, and this is the segment where I talk about my brand building and what I've been doing the past week, things of that nature to carry on the Seattle Superman, Jonathan Bell, however I'm trying to brand myself, brand. So this week, yesterday, I got an update from Instagram that said they are making series on IGTV. So now you could collectively add everything as a series. And I'm pretty sure they're going to try to be pushing that a lot with algorithms and stuff, or else they wouldn't have made such a big deal about it. So one of the goals for this week is to find all of my beer tasting YouTubes or all of my tutorials and upload them all to Instagram as a series and label each series quarterly. Might even do my reactions also, which means that I have to do more reactions if I want to keep it consistent. I think only right now I have like 7 or 5 or something like that. And they're old, so I don't know what the replay value of those would be. But the beer tasting ones I can upload and put in a whole beer tasting catalog. And the tutorials, the YouTube tutorials, I think I could upload those and have them all as like behind the scenes of how I did. I'll just have to like label it. But the point is that they made series and they pushed it. So I think now they're probably going to be giving views and attention to the people that put their IGTVs in a series now. It's just my hunch. So that's something I'm going to do this week. The next thing are Funkos. I finally got these in the mail and started making them. Custom made. I don't know if it's going to. No, it's not. Custom made Funkos I finally got. And I ordered 3 of them. So these I'm probably going to give away, honestly, to some of the people that have been with me on this journey from the beginning, just as a way to say thank you. I'll probably end up giving away like 10 actually before I actually end up putting them on the website, because my website is Squarespace, so that means that I would have to manually like ship them and do all this stuff, obviously. And since I have a couple more months left, I don't know how much I'm going to do before I actually move and then start doing it like professionally and just like make 50 of them and have it like, you know, a stock of 50 when they all dwindle down, because I got a good handle on making them, which honestly, people don't pay attention to anything. I put in the picture the boxes that I use that have like the Superman from Justice League and the Killmonger box. And I've said like millions of times that I've just switched ahead and painted the hands. People don't read. And they're, you know how many comments I got from like, how did you make did it? I'm like, if you just pay attention, you would have saw exactly how everything was done. But nobody likes to pay attention to stuff and they just burnt them out. Anyway, the next thing I want to talk about is TikTok. So about a month of it being consistent, I almost have as many followers on TikTok as Instagram, which is my largest following. So when I was making these, you have to like dip their head upside down in like boiling hot water to loosen the vinyl and the glue so you could separate the heads from it. I put a video up of me doing that because I didn't put a video on TikTok up the entire day. And I'm like, I need to do something, but I don't feel like doing anything on myself. Because I was trying to get these done and I was like really trying to focus on doing this as opposed to like getting sidetracked to make TikTok videos for like 2 hours. So I literally took a video of myself holding the Superman upside down in a glass that I had just put in the microwave. And then I took it out and pulled the head off. And so far it has like 98.6 thousand views. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know how this works. Sometimes I put stuff up that gets really well and then other times I don't. But it's because of this like inconsistency, I think, of just doing it every day. I have 190 videos up so far. And yeah, because I was looking at the people that have like the most like videos on TikTok and stuff, like the very famous people. And I think there's this girl that has like one of her videos has like 36 million likes on it, but she also has 22,000 videos uploaded. So obviously she really deserves it because she's consistently putting stuff out and she's done it enough times to be like that person, like a influencer brand on there. And I'm just thinking like, dang, I have 190 videos and I don't even know when she started, obviously. But the point is like, and that leads me into another point with like Twitter and Instagram and stuff. Like the more you put stuff out there, the more there are chances for people to see it, which is why I'm recording this on YouTube as well. So I could post it up on YouTube and, you know, I could make a series of my Wednesday What's Ups if I consistently record it, which I don't know if I'm going to do, but anyway. But yeah, so like with Instagram, I think I put my 800 post up and I've had this suit for 2 years now, and that would be 700 or so days. But I've had Instagram before that, so yeah. If I would have put a post up every day, no matter what it was for me in a suit, until now, who knows what would have happened. But because I've just been like, I want to make something good, and da-da-da-da. I wasn't being consistent, which is another thing. And going into next year, I need to start like being more consistent posting on YouTube. I mean, Instagram and Twitter, because I know like the more tweets and stuff I put out, the more that Twitter is going to recognize like Superman as my at name. So, and one of the things I wanted to do is just start complimenting people for that, because I don't tweet enough. So I think now when I go on Instagram and like search certain hashtags of art and stuff, I'm just going to give my opinion, my positive opinion on stuff. If I don't like something, I'm just not going to say anything, but my positive opinion on stuff. Because also like people don't compliment enough people anymore. Or maybe they do. And it's just not getting noticed on Twitter, but people are so quick to condemn instead of like saying, oh, that looks cool. Or the lighting's really good in this one, or nice line work. And so that's what I want to do, because it'll help me boost more of my tweets to like get in the habit of tweet more, while also kind of putting more positivity out there to other people that might need some encouragement with their stuff. So that's another way for me to be consistent on Twitter. And that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, also, another thing I had to do is, this is just that little Superman icon on the bottom. I need to put my name under it, so that way when people see it, they'll associate Jonathan Bell with it. Actually, I should do that as soon as I stop recording. And that's for the YouTube videos, my little stamp or watermark. And then also I have stickers. I just ran a contest on Twitter to see if anybody wanted to draw me, and then I like paid them money for a sticker. So now I have, I paid the winner $100, which is what I put. But then all the other people, I just asked them like, hey, how much would it be for you to finish this commission? And they would tell me the price, and then I just paid it. So now I have like four or five different stickers that I'm going to print out, or I got to get on Sticker Mule, which is another thing I need to do, and get estimates on all those so that way I can start printing out my stickers. That's it. I will see you folks in the next episode.